welcome to episode 3 of the College Perfect Bracket College Basketball Podcast. This is Jacob, and you can follow the podcast Twitter handle at 1PerfectBracket on Twitter. That's the number 1 at 1PerfectBracket. So before I jump back into 3 motivation teams that we touched on last podcast, basically teams that underperformed the tournament last season that are bringing back a lot of players, and I think that should be in a good position to exceed at least where they fell short this past season, I wanted to just give one quick little fun fact of the podcast or whatever, or fun statistical measure that I dug up. So among 19 teams from 2015 to 2018 that finished top 10 in KenPom and had a greater than or equal to 70% win percentage, among teams that finished in the Haslametrics top 50, 16 of 19 of those teams made at least the Elite Eight. So digest that. Listen to it over and over again. But that was a fun fact that actually is kind of interesting. And that's KenPom, Ken Pomeroy. KenPom.com is the one site I attribute to. And the other one, Haslametrics.com, is a really good website as well. So here I go into the motivation teams. So the first motivation team of today's podcast is Virginia Tech. So they have a lot of motivation because they've actually lost consecutive 8-9 games in the NCAA tournament. They lost 2 years ago to Wisconsin, and they lost last season to Alabama. And these were, you know, the 8-9 games, these were games that they had a very good chance of winning. You know, they weren't huge underdogs or anything, although I believe they were actually slight favorites against Alabama. Whereas they were underdogs against Wisconsin. But you would think that they, just based on that alone, they have a lot of motivation to at least win an NCAA tournament game this season. And along with that, they bring most people back from this last year's team. They lose Justin Bibbs, a veteran, really good shooter. But they return Justin Robinson, who's their stud guard, who's going to be a senior. Sophomore Neil Alexander Walker, Ahmed Hill, great shooter, senior. Kenny Blackshear, I believe is his first name, who's going to be a senior. Chris Clark, senior, really versatile forward. And Blackshear, again, is kind of their big man presence down low. They bring back Ty Outlaw, who actually got is going to be able to play a sixth year. He got permission to do that. This is a team that was also, you know, it was fairly balanced. This past season, they were 28th offensively, 70th defensively. I feel like a big key for them will be to improve the defense side of the ball. In terms of what could they do, they were 317th in terms of number of three-point attempts they let up defensively, basically meaning that they gave up a lot of three-point attempts. That's something that in today's age of college basketball, where teams are, you know, getting better at threes, shooting more threes. I don't know if that's a great strategy. So I'd be curious to see if Buzz Williams will try to kind of hone that back a bit, try to get the team to defend the three-point line a little bit better. What could, in terms of a guy that could really elevate and take this team to the next level, Neil Alexander Walker is a guy that going into the season was definitely regarded as an NBA draft prospect, and he, I feel like, might have underperformed in some people's eyes, but he still has a lot of talent, so I feel like he's the kind of guy that could take a leap for this team and elevate them. Bottom line, I feel like Justin Robinson and the amount of other experience they bring back, Chris Clark, Blackshear, Hill, make a class of 4 seniors that are all pretty solid players. It would be hard for me to see this team at least not winning a game in the tournament. They'll probably be in a position where I would say top 5 seed is very much in play. And so I really feel like they get it done. So this is the type of thing that, you know, they might be, let's say they're in a 5-12 matchup. And they could be better than that. They could be worse. Who knows? But, you know, that'd be a game where you could probably see, okay, like the 12 seed very well could win. But unless it's really a matchup that you feel good about, it'd be hard just for me to see myself picking against Virginia Tech. And I know it might be like, wow, it's way too early to think about that. And in a sense it is. You have to look at the matchup, see how the game season goes. A lot can happen. But I feel like you can have an edge just by going into the season with the awareness of this. This is a team that is going to be really gunning for a victory. And is every team, of course, want to win the tournament? Yes.
But I feel like motivation and certain intangible factors like this can definitely play a difference. The next motivation team I want to discuss was South Dakota State. And basically, their entire bearing as a team that has a good shot to win a tournament game this season is based on whether Mike Dom returns. Apparently, he's testing the waters. And so he could potentially go to the NBA or try to go to the NBA. He could potentially transfer. So that for that reason, there's a lot of uncertainty. So I'm going to try to go through this kind of quickly. But if they come back, so this is a team that has lost back-to-back tournament games. They lost as a 16 seed to Gonzaga, and they lost as a 12 seed last season. Or they lost as, I believe it was as a 16 seed to Gonzaga. Yeah. And it was actually a fairly close game. And last season they lost as a 12 seed to Ohio State. So their team, again, has lost back-to-back tournament games, and would definitely want to have, again, a really strong motivation and also experience in the tournament, which I feel like you can't, like, undervalue as well. Experience playing the tournament, has lost, great motivation to win. They'd be bringing back a solid core. They would lose Reed Tellinghuizen, who was a sharpshooter for them. They'd bring back Dom on Skylar Flatten, who was a 48% three-point shooter last season, and a guard combo of Brandon Key and Tevin Kane, who basically were both fairly similar players in the sense that they were really talented scorers and provided good athleticism for South Dakota State, but both struggled to shoot the three at 29% and 28% respectively. They could boost those up to even like 33 or 34%. I felt like that could help the team. In terms of a guy that could really take a leap and help South Dakota State, David Jenkins, who played really well as a freshman this past season and has a lot of talent and should be able to take a leap. I would really expect to take a leap, and assuming Dom's back, take the team to the next level, and I think give them a really good chance of winning a tournament game. They're not going to be a super high seed. I feel like they could be in that 12 seed range again and be in a great position to make an upset. This is a team that was 64th in minutes continuity last season, and they're going to bring back a lot of same guys. They're going to have a lot of continuity in the roster. So they're still bringing back, yeah. So, sorry, that's basically South Dakota State. And again, it basically bears upon whether Dom's back. If he's back, this team should be in really good shape to win a tournament game unless they just get a really bad matchup for them. The last team I wanted to touch on as a motivation team, UNC Greensboro. So why are they motivated? They lost to Gonzaga as a 13 seed this past season, and it was a really close game. They almost pulled that out, and they looked really like they belong there on that stage. They were 37th in minutes continuity this past season, so they were, you would have thought they would have had a good chance going into the tournament. They had a lot of continuity, a lot of guys had played a lot of minutes together, and they do lose two starters. So it's going to take a little hit, the continuity. But they still bring back a strong core of Francis Alonso, who's going to be a senior, basically their stud guard, who you would see them leading them in the tournament, along with 6'10 James Dickey, who provides athleticism down low, especially is the type of guy that can really hang with upper major, like Power 5 conference guys. He can really hang with them. And along with Demetrius Troy, who's a talented guard. So basically they have some good offensive talent. But what's impressive about this team is what they really hung their hat on this past season was that they were 26th ranked defense according to KenPom. And it's unclear how the departures that they do have, the two starters that they lost, will impact their defense. Because Smith and Kerper, I believe his name was the other starter. I can't remember exactly. I feel like both were pretty good defenders. But in terms of offensively, they obviously provided a lot in terms of being seniors, but I felt like they kind of hindered the offense a little bit. Smith shot 67 for 212 from three last season at 31%. And the other guy, Kerper, again, sorry, apologize for getting his name wrong, shot 37 for 110 at 33.6%. Not as bad, but basically those two guys combined shot a lot of threes, didn't make a lot of them. So maybe for UNC Greensboro's offense, it could kind of be a little bit of a blessing in disguise that these two guys move on. Not to knock those two guys too hard, but I feel like they have a lot to work with, especially if they can kind of keep that really strong defense. And I feel like there's a lot of obvious room for growth in their offense. I feel like they're a lot better than they necessarily even let on. They should be in good shape. And I would really project them as a team that would have a great shot, assuming they can get back to the tournament, of pulling an upset. They have a lot of things going in their favor. So again, so this is the end of the podcast. Remember to follow the account on Twitter at @1perfectbracket, @1perfectbracket. That's the number one. And I really appreciate you all listening. And we'll come back with another episode shortly, hopefully.